They don't get it. They just don't get it. And this weekend, we saw the full extent of how bad the WNBA does not get it. This is why I have been saying for months it is a mistake for Caitlin Clark to leave professional basketball to become a dump diver in the WNBA dump. Right now, the future of women's college basketball, it's looking bleak. It ain't looking good. Every year, it's guaranteed that March Madness, and I'm talking about the real March Madness. Every year, it's guaranteed that March Madness will draw massive ratings. 99% of the country couldn't name a single player on the court outside of Zach Edey at Purdue. Can you name another star in men's college basketball right now? No, because they don't exist. But it doesn't matter because people are drawn towards teams. Duke, North Carolina, UConn, Villanova, Kentucky. Doesn't matter who's playing in March Madness. Millions and millions of people are going to watch it. The women don't have that same luxury. There is one reason and one reason only why the women's tournament was a record-breaking success this year and to some extent last year. Caitlin Clark. Not Angel Reese, not Paige Buchers or Paige Buckner, however the hell you pronounce it. Dawn Staley is a legend, but she ain't pulling 14 million viewers. The last 3 or 4 weeks, that was the pinnacle of women's college basketball. More than likely, they will never see this level of ratings and mainstream recognition ever again. Matter of fact, I highly, highly doubt they come anywhere close to matching these numbers. If they were allowed to do it, I'm sure the NCAA would keep Caitlin Clark at Iowa indefinitely. When you have a cash cow, when you have a once-in-a-lifetime phenomenon, you don't let them walk away. The Bulls, they were never letting Michael Jordan go. There were times when Kobe Bryant was disgruntled and would demand a trade. Jerry Buss was never allowing that to happen. Although Caitlin Clark leaving is a nightmare scenario for women's college basketball, she is the answer to decades of prayer in the WNBA. For decades, dump divers, they have gathered around the woke oak tree praying for a superstar, praying for someone who could enter the WNBA who at minimum is capable of filling courtside seats. Someone who would have fans awake throughout games instead of sleeping in the empty courtside seats. Someone television networks are willing to pay hundreds of millions of dollars for because they know they at least have a remote chance of seeing a return on their investment. Right now, ESPN pays the WNBA $60 million for exclusive access to the dump. Now, there are individual NBA players making more money than that. The diva of dump divas, Kathy Engelbert, she is looking to double the WNBA's compensation now that Katie Rue Clark has been fitted for her hard hat, and she is ready to start collecting the neighborhood's trash. Now, you would think former and current WNBA players would be excited about the possibility of Caitlin Clark saving their league. You would think Caitlin Clark would be welcomed into the WNBA with open arms. Anyone with a thimble's worth of knowledge and business, they would do everything in their power to keep their cash cow satisfied. Not the dump divers in the WNBA, though. No! There's no room for excitement. There's no room for happiness and joy when you are overrun with feelings of jealousy and resentment, or what I would refer to as feelings of bitterness. Have you guys ever seen the movie Notorious? Came out in 2007, maybe 2008. It's a biopic about the life of Christopher Wallace, better known as Biggie Smalls or the Notorious B.I.G. If you've never seen it, I encourage you to check it out. It's a great movie, but there is a scene towards the beginning of the movie. Biggie and his childhood friend, D-Rock, they are running from the cops. They were selling rocks on the block. Cops come swarming in. As Biggie is running away, he dumps a pistol into some bushes. Cops, they end up finding it, arresting both of them. Now, at the time, he's on the verge of making millions of dollars. He's on the verge of becoming a mainstream rap superstar. So instead of Biggie taking the charge and going to prison for 5 years, D-Rock, he tells the cops that the gun belongs to him. As Biggie is pleading with him not to take this charge for him, D-Rock says something that I still remember, even though I haven't seen this movie in probably 10 years. He says, "I am not letting you fuck up this opportunity. When you make it, We all make it. Basically, once Biggie makes it as a rapper and makes it out of the hood, they all make it out. That's how dump divers in the WNBA should be looking at Caitlin Clark. If Caitlin Clark makes it, they all make it. But for some reason, they can't seem to get over these feelings of jealousy. For some reason, there seems to be this resentment towards Caitlin Clark, and I don't understand it. And you don't have to take my word for it. KC always comes with the proof. Let's start with Diana Taurasi. For starters, how many of you have ever heard of Donna before? If we polled 10,000 people and showed them a picture of Donna Taurasi, they would think that she's the cashier at Walgreens. Oh yeah, I remember her. She asked if I needed tampons when I was checking out. It was kind of confusing because I'm obviously a dude. I have a beard. But she told me that men have menstrual cycles too. They would never know that Diana Taurasi plays in the WNBA. Not only does she drive her own garbage truck, she's also responsible for logistics, making sure other routes are being efficiently run. Friday night, probably for the first time in her career, Donna Taurasi, she was the guest on SportsCenter. Caitlin Clark had just beaten Paige Buchers in the Final Four, leading Iowa to their second consecutive appearance in the national championship. Now, that game in the Final Four, watched by over 14 million people, you could probably combine ratings for nationally televised games in the WNBA regular season, and you probably wouldn't come close to reaching 14 million people. How did Donna celebrate Caitlin Clark? How did she show her excitement at the possibility that Caitlin Clark would elevate the WNBA? By giving Katie Rue a stern warning. Watch for yourself.
Reality is coming.
Okay.
You know, there's levels to this thing. You look superhuman playing against 18-year-olds, but you're going to come with some grown women that have been playing professional basketball for a long time. Not saying that it's not going to translate, because when you're great at what you do, you're just going to get better. But there is going to be a transition period where you're going to have to give yourself some grace as a rookie. And, you know, it might take a little bit longer for some people.
What? Excuse me? Come again? Correct me if I'm wrong here. Did I just hear Donna say that Caitlin Clark will now be competing against grown women who have been playing professional basketball for a long time? Where? Where is this professional basketball being played? Because she damn sure couldn't be talking about the pretend basketball in the WNBA, the land of the airball, airballed layups, airballed free throws. I would say airballed dunks, but they'd have to lower the rim to 6, maybe 8 feet and put a trampoline in the paint for a WNBA player to even come remotely close to dunking a basketball. But let's go ahead and get to Breonna Stewart, who runs the cafeteria in the WNBA. Her famous Bree Stew has made her one of the favorites in the dump. Over the weekend, Bree Stew, she was asked if Caitlin Clark needed to win a championship to cement her legacy in women's college basketball. Now, normally, I would say yes. If we were talking about the NBA, if we're talking about college football or college basketball, a superstar player definitely needs a championship to cement their legacy. But we're talking about women's college basketball, a sport that has been ignored for decades, a sport that has never been mainstream. Caitlin Clark, she has done the impossible. There's been a lot of players who have won a championship in women's college basketball. There's one player, one, who has taken the sport into the mainstream. So the obvious answer to this question is no. Caitlin Clark does not need a title to cement her legacy. Not according to Breonna Stewart. Watch for yourself.
Yeah, she does.
Because then you're gonna look 10 years back and you're gonna see all these, you're gonna see all the records she's broken and the points and stuff like that. But anybody knows, you know, your goal when you play college basketball is to win a national championship.
10 years from now, you know what we'll be saying when we look back at this period of women's college basketball? Damn, remember when women's basketball was popular? We have never seen a decline in popularity happen this quickly. 10 years from now, I'll be making a rise and fall video about women's college basketball. Hell, it won't even take 10 years. I'll probably be adding that video to the rise and fall series by this time next year. These WNBA players, they just don't get it. No one remembers scoring leaders. Who is the all-time scoring leader in men's college basketball? Who is the touchdown leader, the passing leader, rushing yards? Who holds all those records in the NFL? If LeBron James didn't break the record this season, I would be willing to bet that most people wouldn't know that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was the all-time scoring leader in the NBA. People don't remember records. People remember how you make them feel. People remember moments. Jordan, Game 6, Red Sox 2004, my Saints in 2009. I still remember Tracy Porter sealing the Super Bowl with a pick six on Peyton Manning. 10 years from now, no one outside of South Carolina is going to remember the Cox winning the national championship. You know what they will remember? The legacy of Caitlin Clark. To further prove this point, let's go ahead and get to Lynette Woodard. KC, who in the hell is Lynette Woodard? Yeah, that's my point. Up until a few months ago, most people had never heard of Lynette Woodard. When she walked down the street, people thought, wow, she's pretty tall for a woman. They didn't think, oh, there's a basketball Hall of Famer and the all-time scoring leader in women's college basketball. Before Caitlin Clark came onto the scene, very few people knew about Lynette Woodard. Did you know she played in the WNBA? I didn't. Did you know that she coached at Winthrop? I didn't. Hell, did you even know she played basketball? I didn't. 6 months ago, if you asked me, who is Lynette Woodard? I would have probably said, she's the lead attorney at Woodard & Woodard. This time last year, she's arguing civil cases in Woke Municipal Court. She is defending Bearded Barbara, who's facing serious charges because the shade from her woke oak tree is preventing her neighbor's grass from growing. This year, Lynette Woodard, she is speaking at some convention at the Final Four. Now, you would think she would appreciate Caitlin Clark bringing her out of anonymity. If so, you would think wrong. Watch for yourself.
I am the hidden figure, but no longer now. My record was hidden from everyone for 43 years. 43 years. I don't think, I'll just go ahead and get the elephant out of the room. I don't think my record has been broken because you can't duplicate what you're not duplicating. And so unless you come with a men's basketball and a two-point shot, hey, you know.
Could you be any more of a victim? You know why your record was hidden? No one was watching women's college basketball. It seems like the entire WNBA is hoping and waiting for Caitlin Clark to fail, and I don't understand it. For the first time in history, you had the possibility of being taken seriously. For the first time in history, you had the possibility of raising your minimum wage without government intervention. For the first time in history, you have an actual star who's willing to play in your league. And how is she welcomed by current and former players, from the original Pooper Swooper Cheryl Swoops to Lynette Woodard to Kelsey the Plumber and Donna Taurasi? They are welcoming Caitlin Clark to the WNBA by trying to tear her down. This is why the WNBA never succeeds. For years, they have blamed toxic masculinity. They have blamed misogyny. They have blamed dudes for the embarrassing failure of women. Look in the mirror. You are your own worst enemy. It's not men who have destroyed the WNBA. It's women. It's you. But give me your thoughts on this. Caitlin Clark has a tough road ahead. All the pressure is going to be on her to save the dump while dealing with jealousy and resentment from her own colleagues. Does Caitlin Clark have a chance to save the WNBA? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.